the PDC budget to City Council sitting as our budget committee. As you know, PDC's size and focus has changed quite a bit in the last 4 years. The merger of the PDC Housing Department with the Portland Housing Bureau and the adoption of the city's economic development strategy has moved us from a housing and development agency to an economic development and jobs agency. This budget is a direct reflection of that change in direction. And we're going to have to continue to downsize. As you're going to see in the five-year forecast, we're looking at 2 more years of fairly steady expenditure, followed by 3 years at a substantially lower level. This means we're once again going to have to reduce the size of the organization to make sure that we are responsibly using public resources. Before I turn this over to Patrick and Tony, I want to acknowledge and thank our Executive Director, Patrick Quinton, for his outstanding work over the last 16 months. He has remade the agency and maintained an effective and positive relationship with you, City Council. I also want to thank our Mayor, Sam, for his support and leadership for the last 4 years. As I've said before, the chair of PDC could not ask for a better mayor. He truly understands the connection between family wage jobs, a healthy economy, and the tax revenue you need to provide essential city services. And finally, I want to thank all of you for sitting as our budget committee. I really appreciate our regular meetings throughout the year, the relationships that we've formed, and the regular opportunity to keep you abreast about PDC projects and programs. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Chair Andrews. Good morning, Mayor Adams, Commissioners. My boss is very generous in his praise, but I think we all know that the change in direction that has occurred over the past 3 or 4 years has all happened under Chair Andrews' leadership. So Chair Andrews deserves much of the credit as well. So thank you for your leadership. So I'm going to provide a high-level overview of our proposed budget, and then we're obviously here to answer questions. Tony is our budget officer, and so is the person you actually want to be asking the questions to. So he's up here to help us with questions. So the first thing is just, as we do within PDC, is to always think about the policy or the strategic context for our budget, and we really do view the budget as the tool to implement the strategies that this council has adopted and that have now made their way into PDC's strategic plan. Obviously, the economic development strategy is the guiding strategy and has been our guiding strategy for the past three years. We've added additional strategies, including the neighborhood economic development strategy, to fill out the economic development strategy. But really, it's been an annual process for us to take what was a budget that was focused primarily on a redevelopment mission and year by year transition it to be a budget that can implement an economic development vision. And we think that this budget gets us as close as we've ever been to that, to achieving that vision. The budget itself, $162 million budget, you can see how it's distributed. Of course, we have the housing set-aside dollars shown there. I just want to, for the sake of clarification, the 30% set-aside is a cumulative calculation, so on an annual basis, it won't always be exactly 30. Some years it'll be higher, some years it'll be lower. So that's why the number is 26% this year. But you see, we're trying to, over time, distribute our expenditure of funds, and the business development category has grown substantially over the past few years. But as I'll get into later on in the presentation, even the dollars that we spend on property redevelopment are increasingly focused on our economic development mission. So we have another level of detail on our budget, and I don't want to spend a ton of time walking through numbers, but you can see that on the business development side, the major categories of expenditure are our lending programs, the cluster development programs that we've been operating now under, as you all know, under our 4 clusters, and we've been able to strategically move our different pots of money to focus on our 4 industries, and then, of course, our small business and entrepreneurship work, and that's a combination of the money that we put out for small businesses throughout the city, but with a strong focus on neighborhood small businesses, as well as our entrepreneurship programs. On the infrastructure side, the budget this year is really dominated by our $10 million investment in the Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail Alliance. So that's $10 million that will be coming out of the North McAdam URA. But there's other transportation investments, primarily in our neighborhood URAs, that are being made, as well as a number of investments in parks, most notably Fields Park, which is proceeding in the River District. That's the largest line item in that category. We continue to invest significant dollars in our redevelopment programs. Most of these dollars go out either in the form of direct investments in projects or through loans and grants. So this includes loans for larger commercial redevelopment projects, as well as our extremely popular storefront program and other direct grant programs. And then lastly, you can see the breakdown on our administration line items. And as the chair mentioned, and I have a slide later on which shows you the five-year horizon for how we're bringing down our administrative costs. But we have, over the past, every couple years, we've really been forced to make reductions in our administrative operation to match our resource base. And then the other point of showing the budget this way is because of PHP and how they take the dollars now. We really do run a $120 million budget this year as opposed to $162 million budget. Those dollars that are dedicated for housing move over to PHP. They direct how they're spent. They administer how they're spent. So we really think of our budget as the smaller number. So instead of going through an urban renewal area by urban renewal area budget, we really want to talk about our three major strategic areas. Business and industry is the division within PDC, but it's really our business development activities. And then I'll talk about our central city redevelopment activities and our neighborhood activities. And this is a kind of programmatic view of how we plan to spend our dollars. And it's a combination of both the tax increment financing dollars that we have, as well as the general fund budget that is in the mayor's proposed budget. But once again, you can see that the dollars dedicated to our cluster initiatives, a range of programs that I think you're familiar with, including our supply chain, our e-zone work, our assistance to manufacturing. And then we do like to maintain across our urban renewal areas dollars that are best characterized as opportunity funds for recruitments, strategic recruitments that happen. And then this also covers the staffing costs as well. For that, we have our business finance programs. We continue to use general fund dollars for the implementation of the export initiative, which is really the main thrust of our international development programs. And then you can see our ongoing support for the entrepreneurship agenda, which includes an additional investment in the Portland Seed Fund, which has been so successful to date in getting new startups launched and leveraging significant private investment.
Can I ask a
question? Yep.
So the cluster development total you're showing us here of $3.35 million is different from what you showed us on the previous screen where it was like $5.35 million.
Cluster
industry development looks like, or $6.2 million.
So these are bigger. So that within this category, we include both staffing as well as financial assistance. And this is, I don't know, Tony, if we can break that down, the difference in that.
If you could just explain why the two numbers are different.
Yeah.
Commissioner, the difference includes where there's business development activities that go across different organizational units of PDC. This is an appropriation view versus where we have specific business and industry, more of an organizational perspective. So some of the cluster activities here under business development, under the appropriation, would be included within, I believe, the neighborhood and central city slides that we're going to get to in a few moments.
Okay. Thanks.
So the next category is our central city division the projects that are carried out there. The left column really is the work that is most closely aligned with our economic development work. So the innovation entrepreneurship, the sites that we are working on that we consider to be strategic sites for business recruitment and business expansion, as well as the cluster activities, as Tony mentioned, cluster activities that are carried out by the Central City Division. So it includes activities like our work in Central East Side around our entrepreneurship district, the work that we're doing in Burnside Bridgehead, which is very much aligned with our cluster work, And then you can look down and see Centennial Mills Post Office. Those are all redevelopment projects that we believe have this significant tie to our economic development objectives. On the right column is more the core of our redevelopment work. It includes the leadership, kind of the urban innovation leadership projects that we are continue to advance. Sustainability Center, eco districts. We really believe those are the kind of next generation projects that we need to undertake to maintain our leadership. And then the biggest category of expenditure is really the signature projects that that we view as kind of regional assets. And so they include significant investments in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Obviously, the light rail investment is shown here, Fields Park. But you can see the list of projects there. These are they aren't specific to any cluster. They really they're kind of more of our traditional mission of making investments in catalytic projects that really have an impact for the city and the region. And then on the neighborhood front, the upper half of this list is really refers to the kind of redevelopment and revitalization work that we do in our three neighborhood urban renewal areas. It includes the redevelopment grants and redevelopment loans that we continue to provide in each of those urban renewal areas. It includes some of the strategic sites that we own within our urban renewal areas in the neighborhoods and the work we're doing on those, and then the infrastructure investments. And then the lower half is really a reflection of our neighborhood economic development strategy work and our focus on commercial corridors. So that includes the existing Portland Main Streets, our new six new MPI districts, and then it includes the citywide small business assistance that we provide both through our website, the small business technical assistance grants that we recently provided to five groups of organizations, our support for Venture Portland. And then lastly, we have the EOI program, which is funded by CDBG grants and includes the adult and youth workforce components as well as microenterprise components. So those are the three.
Could I ask a question?
Yep, sure.
Under strategic commercial redevelopment, you have the Nelson site. What is the Nelson site?
The Nelson site is a property that in Kenton that we purchased. It's a it's actually a number of parcels that include both industrial space as well as the site actually goes up to Denver, and so it has potential retail site. It's across from a site that TriMet owns. Okay. So it has redevelopment potential for a number of different uses. And so okay. We purchased that site last year, and we're making some investments in that site, and then we're hoping to both lease it up and explore redevelopment opportunities there.
Okay, thanks.
And just for the record, I own property across the street from that and have had no dealings, no input into your decision-making in Kenton.
So I wanted just to take an opportunity and double back and just take another quick look at the general fund request that is in the mayor's proposed budget. So these dollars have been included in what you've just seen, but I just wanted to break that out again. The overall request is a $4.9 million general fund request. It represents an $840,000 reduction from last year. However, we've because of our opportunity to carry over dollars for programs that we can implement next year, we're able to actually have a proposed 12-13 budget that is equal to what we proposed last year. So we would basically have the savings are occurring this fiscal year, and the dollars will be spent next year. So I just want to take a moment before I finish up just to talk about our forecast. I think we've shared a version of this graph with each of you in the past, and we are well aware of the long-term resource picture for the Portland Development Commission. It's our resources have primarily been driven by tax increment financing, and the districts that we currently have in place will expire within the next 12 years. That means that within that period, that's the remaining period left to issue new debt in each of those districts. So we are in the process of of creating a business plan that will try and propose a new diverse resource base for the agency. But what it means is that we actually have to think about how we manage the organization through this period of declining resources. And the bulk of the resources that are available to us are projected to be spent in the next 5 years. And so I wanted just to give you a quick highlight of our five-year forecast, which is about $570 million. We show you here the breakout in terms of the source of these funds, but most of this is primarily TIF. It's either TIF that will come from new debt, TIF that will be carried over from previous budgets, income and loan collections that primarily relate once again to TIF investments, and then obviously some ongoing intergovernmental revenue, which is general fund. So we will continue to have primarily a TIF-driven budget over the next 5 years, and I think one of the conversations that we'll have with council over the next few years is what's the right way to spend these dollars given our long-term resource picture in a way that actually derives the most benefit to the city, but also hopefully positions PDC for longer-term financial stability. The forecast includes a kind of proposed distribution of those funds. Our goal would be to continue to increase our investments in the areas of business development, as well as property redevelopment. We anticipate that infrastructure investments will decline, primarily because there's been a handful of really large infrastructure investments that have been working their way through our budgets over the past few years, including streetcar and light rail, and so this will naturally decline. And then, of course, the housing dollars will continue to flow to housing. As I mentioned at the beginning, the housing dollars that are forecast that are lower than the 30% because of the significant investments that have been made to date in affordable housing, including large projects like Bud Clark Commons and others. But the housing policy still applies in terms of new resources. And then the last thing I just want to talk about, which gets back to the chair's point, is I know as you look at our declining budget and people look at the administrative expenses associated with PDC, and it's even come up in the conversation around the new urban renewal area, we just wanted to give you a picture of what our current plans are for the next 5 years around both staffing and overhead. And our plan is to get to a 30% reduction in our overhead over the next 5 years. We feel like we can hold the current operation steady over the next 2 years. We just had a reduction in force last year, so in terms of stability in the organization, we feel it's best to maintain that organizational scale for now, but then 2 years out, the beginning of fiscal year 14-15, we would initiate another reduction in force that would reduce the organization, and then I think over the last 2 years of the forecast, we would determine how to get the additional 10%, but we're trying to make this public and proactive so that everybody's aware of our plans. Staff has very much appreciated that we've made this, that we've made this announcement up front. It's obviously not something that they look forward to, but it certainly gives everybody a chance to plan around how the organization deals with that. We believe that maybe between 5 and 7 years, we can stabilize the organization at a level that then matches where we think future resources will come from, and then that would be the ongoing size of the organization going forward. So with that, we're happy to answer any questions about both our current budget and the and our forecast.
Go ahead. Thank you, Patrick. So I saw in the your proposal there's $2.2 million for Centennial Mills this year. I mean, what's going on with Centennial Mills? I haven't heard much about it lately. So
there's the dollars that are in there represent the specific work that still needs to happen in the short term around the project. So Tony's can answer that question. But I just want to give you the bigger picture is we have actually, the mayor and Chair Andrews last year made a public request for proposals for that site, and we actually received a number of responses, and we are down to actually two proposals that we're considering, and we've asked for additional information. So we believe we have the opportunity to to engage with a development partner that will begin a process of renovating that facility under a different scenario than we had originally with the previous developer.
So that $2.2 million is to go towards perhaps a partnership, or is it actually go to infrastructure related Centennial Mills?
So the near term work, which I think there's still uncertainty about whether it will actually happen in next fiscal year, but we have to budget it, is relates to the move of the horse barn. So that's always been a step one to redevelop Centennial Mills, is that we have to move the MPU facility, and so we've always had that money, out of the overall Centennial Mills budget, we've always had a portion dedicated for that.
And then my second question was on your general fund amount. You're carrying over $840,000 from the current fiscal year.
Yes.
To the next fiscal year, and I understand a lot of that was cluster industry money that's being carried forward, or cluster development.
It's really largely focused on our, first off, the small business working capital. It's been a very difficult environment to get small business loans out. Banks, we've been talking with our bank partners, and they have been having difficulty making loans. So mm-hmm. So we would like another year to work on getting that money out. Then there's the cluster funds, which represents I think roughly maybe 15% of the overall cluster budget. These are initiatives that sometimes take longer than 12 months to implement. So it's there's money there that we feel like we can better use in the next fiscal year. And then the small business technical assistance dollars that City Council gave us last year that we have allocated for the five organizations. It's just, we had an RFP, we got them up in place, but they've really only had about 6 months to get the money out. So we're to make use of that money. So we'd like, to give them a little bit longer time to use that money. So those are the three major categories of carryover dollars.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Fish?
Thank you, Mayor Adams. I don't know how many meetings we had in the last week, Scott, but at some point you asked whether the city would offer you office space as partial compensation for your service, and that's probably the least we could do. I appreciate the detailed briefings that each of us received in our offices and the chance to address questions we had on specific items in the budget and seek clarification. There's two changes you've agreed to I want to just highlight, and there's a thank you I want to add. Let's start with the thank you. We heard from lots of people in East Portland, including East Portland Action Plan, Leech Botanical Gardens Board, Lentz URA, and others, making a strong case for continued investment in the capital side of Leech Botanical Garden. Chair Andrews, you and Member Molas scheduled a trip and actually did a site visit and asked some tough questions and then sought follow-up information from the board. The proposed budget reinstates $1.1 million of investment over the next 2 years to help them leverage their master plan, which the council has previously adopted, with the understanding that that will in turn leverage other private investment and create a destination place in East Portland. So I wanted to particularly thank you, Scott, for the time you spent familiarizing yourself with the ask, the tough questions you asked, and it's from my vantage point, they're a better organization for having gone through that process.
Well, thank you, Commissioner. This year in particular, as you took a look at our budget, we really, in the draft budget, looked at all of the projects that were in line, and especially those that were conceived in what I would call the old economy. And in this case, I think the process worked. I really appreciated the way the neighborhood and the Leech board handled it. What we were really looking for was the justification for making that large investment in that park. And as we went through this process, we found that there was a good justification, that there will be a lot of leverage. There will be a lot of private donations that will come in as part on top of the $1.1 million that we're putting into it, and that there was a really good business plan behind this that would drive a lot more visitors to the botanical garden, which would mean a lot more visitors to the neighborhood. So I know the board reached out to the business community, and the feedback that I've gotten is, although we scared them to death, at the end of the day, the process worked, and they're going to have a better project for it, and the city will have a better Leech Botanical Garden for it. So I appreciate that.
Again, I want to tip my hat to you because of the personal time you spent and your leadership in bringing this about. So thank you. Second, I want to thank you for your agreement to increase the appropriation for Clean Slate. This is a program that we all care about, Commissioner Leonard and I particularly, because Clean Slate, with the district attorney and Roy Jay helped launch, gives people a second chance. And when we give people a second chance in our community, they can do things like obtain employment and find housing, which otherwise they would be prevented from having because of something that shows up on their criminal record. So I appreciate very much your commitment to supplement the initial recommendation to bump them up to $50,000. And likewise, I appreciate your willingness to reinstate over the next 2 years in Interstate, the small grants, Parks Features grant, of $50,000 a year for 2 years. In the last couple years, we've taken a lot of capital dollars out of the budget for parks, but these are, while small in dollars, are hugely popular within the community because they allow them to direct those dollars to community projects that have been selected by the community. So I appreciate your willingness to put the $100,000 back in. And as always, you have a very tough job in balancing this budget and in working with the five of us and your board and the community. But I think you do a very artful job. So thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I think the parks line item in Interstate is kind of a similar process as this with Leach. They came and spoke to our board as well and expressed their plans for that. And so I think that also helped convince us to restore dollars in that line item. So thanks.
Additional council discussion. There'll be obviously more time for discussion and public comments tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening as well at David Douglas High School at 6:30 p.m., which is located at 1001 Southeast 135th. We look forward to seeing you all there. And I close the PDC budget initial budget, or I recess the PDC budget hearing till tomorrow evening. All right, that gets us to.
Thank you.
We're going to take.
We'll do 508.
508, 9, 10, 11 are all together. So
let's
do. We're going to take a 5-minute compassion break, and we'll come back and do 508, 9, and 10.